In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our sermon text is our gospel reading from Luke, the 24th chapter. Brothers and sisters in Christ, O grave, where is your victory? You swallowed up the Son of God, the Creator into creation. You took his lifeless body into your jaws. You captured God in the flesh. You brought the Creator so low that you stopped his breath, broke his heart, cut him off from the light and the land of the living. You exacted a terrible price, the price of all the sins of all men, of the law's fullest stricture upon the sinless and perfect Son of God. Is that your victory? No, it is not. For the angel has rolled away the stone. The angel has spoken those words. Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here. He is risen. The angel has shown the world that the Lord has escaped, that your strength, O grave, has departed, that you, O grave, could not hold him, nor could the guards guard him. It is as though they were dead, and it is as though you are dead, while Jesus lives again, out of the grave, back from the dead, raised alive and in the land of the living. Where is your victory, O grave? Show me. Where is your sting? What has happened to your power? Have you so soon forgotten how you have made us cower? Don't you claim to be the common lot? Indeed, the end of all final destinations of men, that we must all toil in this thorny place and submit to you, our true master. Aren't you the ruler of the battlefield and the cancer ward and the constant threat against young mothers, reminding us in every scraped knee, every mosquito bite, every common cold, and every time we fall asleep that you are our master and will take us when you want, even as you will and do take those whom we love? Don't you claim that you will make our bodies fail, grow weak and old, and contract disease, that you will make this life a pure misery of pain, dying in loneliness, while you strive at all times to take away our dignity? But we laugh with derision, scorn, and contempt. We mock you, O grave! You are dead. You are empty. You have lost your claim on us. For alleluia, Christ is risen. He has risen indeed. Alleluia. You have no victory, O grave. You have no sting. Jesus Christ is risen out of you, and he is back to us. He has come out as a king to meet his people, as a general back from war, as a father racing toward his prodigal sons, prodigal no more, eager to take us back into his fold. The Lord has burst your walls from within, like new wine in an old wineskin. And now you, who could not hold him, cannot hold us. On the last day, we will rise. The dead will rise. Everyone out of the grave, everyone alive, will spring forth and face the rising of the sun. No one, no, not even one, will stay in the grave. You, O grave, have lost. There will be a division, to be sure. There is yet a distinction to be made between the goats and the sheep, the chaff and the wheat, the unbelievers and the believers. even as there is between God and Satan, life and death. For this living, risen God is not like you, O grave. He claims no one by dominion of power. Even though power is rightly his, he will not force himself upon anyone. He will not force anyone to believe in him. He will not steal. He does not demand. Those who do not want him, who refuse to come here to church and be a part of him, who choose to remain in hell, to turn back to the grave, to persist in unbelief and impenitence, and to make for themselves their own way, by their own laws, with their own mere image God, a God who wants them to do whatever feels good for them and whatever makes them happy, a God who rejects those old moralistic attitudes of the past, a God who lets me do whatever I want whenever I want to do it and does not tell me no or impose his morality upon me, to these shall be given exactly what they ask for, exactly what they want. Their own way. They shall go to hell. They will be raised, only to be returned, to go with what is just, with what is theirs, with what they earned. Eternal separation from you, where the worm does not cease eating you and the flame never dies, where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth. But everyone who believes in Jesus Christ, whether honored or despised by men, whether rich or poor, whether full of virtue or scandal, to everyone who believes in Jesus Christ, eternal life and a place in the kingdom of God will be given. These will come out of the grave in their bodies. The Lord will bestow upon them that which they did not earn and that they did not deserve, but that which he won for them by his sacrificial death upon the cross, by the shedding of his holy blood and the giving of his perfect life. Strangely, the last will be first. The sinners will be the saints. They will go with their God, with you, Lord Jesus. Enter into eternal life, to the joy of their master, to the reunion of ages, indeed the marriage feast of the Lamb in your kingdom that has no end. But you, O grave, you will not get any of them, not even the goats. For you are undone, and you have no victory. Your wages have been paid. You are done, finished, perfected, complete, once for all. There is no more to ask, no more to pay. Your accusations against us have all been stripped away, nailed to the cross with the pledge, King of the Jews. And by grace, through faith, we are sons of Abraham, heirs of the promise, who are declared righteous, that is, without sin, without stain, without spot, without wrinkle, without blemish, but rather holy and perfect by the blood of Jesus who was crucified and risen again. Now all men have been reconciled to the Father in the death of Jesus Christ. No one who believes in him, even though he sleeps, will ever die. Jesus has risen for our justification. He has declared us forgiven in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. He has declared us righteous and holy, and he welcomes us unto himself. O grave, you can scowl, you can threaten, you can attack, but you have lost. You are defeated. You have come to an end. For alleluia, Christ is risen. He has risen indeed. Alleluia. Shall we bury our dead, O grave? only to mock you, not because they are forever dead, but because they live, because they are with Jesus, because their bodies sleep while they wait for the resurrection of all flesh to come. We bury our dead because they have been sanctified and sealed for his resurrection through the risen body and blood of Jesus poured out upon them in holy communion. They go into you, O grave, only that they may follow Jesus out, who has defeated you. O grave, you think that is victory? I tell you, it is utter defeat. But you will get no pity, bitter tyrant. You will get no pity from us. For Jesus lives. He is our King. So I ask you again, O grave, where is your victory? Where is your sting? They are gone. For Jesus lives. And my dear saints of Holy Cross and Emmanuel, Jesus, alive out of the grave, is here for you today, living and risen in his precious body and blood, the new seal of new life, the forgiveness of all your sins, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit given to you to eat and drink, that you would never die and never suffer your lying tyrant. So, this Easter day, listen closely and listen carefully, O grave, to the sure and certain sound of your defeat resounding on the lips of God's holy people. Alleluia! Christ is risen. He has risen indeed. Alleluia. Alleluia. Christ is risen. He has risen indeed. Alleluia. Alleluia. Christ is risen. He has risen indeed. Alleluia. And death is no more. In the name of Jesus, amen.